Resilience Training for Runners. That is the name of today's show. Who couldn't use some resilience? Stay tuned. First, the intro.
Welcome to HypnoRunning, the show where we do more than just talk about running. We help you find solutions to develop your full potential, making you a better, faster, and smarter runner. And here is your host, Heiko.
Yes, indeed. As the lady said, Heiko is my name, Resilience Training for Runners. If this is a first time listening to this show, it's a great show coming up. It's for you, that runner who wants to develop, who wants to become better, who wants to become stronger, who wants to become smarter, who doesn't want to be bugged down with ads, who doesn't want to hear a story of, well, this is my run story. Nope. Here, we talk about the things that really matter, that which is going on between your two ears, during your run, after your run, before your run. That's why today we need to talk about resilience training for runners. Part of the attraction of running is that it's very easy to do, isn't it? You just put on your shoes and you go. However, starting to run or coming back after a long period of injury or inactivity, of course, needs to be done with a little bit of care. Otherwise, what's going to happen? You're going to get injured or you're going to have a nagging pain, and this is hugely dispiriting, and then you're going to give up. And the main reason is that we all want to be running fast and fast straight away, just like we used to. But with months or years of not running regularly, our bodies become deconditioned, and the same with our mind. So we need to prepare the body and the mind to cope with the forces which are going to come our way. And that way you have a much better chance of being successful. So who taught you the last time how to be resilient? Excuse me? Why am I hearing crickets and tumbleweed? Because we don't learn that. We don't learn resilience at school, do we? Usually in our bodies, we feel it. We'll feel the muscles, the calf, the shin muscles, the quads, the hamstrings, the glutes. And they will ache during the first couple of runs. And this is called the delayed onset muscle soreness, DOMS. And it's due to the micro trauma in the muscle tissues, and this overload will make the muscles stronger in the long run. And the trick is to load sufficiently to stimulate hypertrophy, strengthening, but not overload. You don't want to create a strain. Aches and tightness, they are okay, but your muscles need 24 hours to recover and strengthen, which is sensible beginner or back to running track, running plans. And that's why you have that alternative a couple of days off. And then the sharper muscle pain, of course, you need to go and see a doctor again. But when starting coming back to running, most people overdo it. And provided you recognize it's too early, don't push yourself. It's part of the process. And there are a lot of things that you can do rather than push yourself. Rather than going running now for 1 hour, why not just 20 minutes? Why not a park run? And if you consistently start to show up and you feel it's taking you longer to get back, you need to improve your brain. Now, what about your brain? Arguably, more important than physical benefits are the mental benefits. Imagine this. You've trained for a whole 9 months for a big event. Maybe you went down to South Africa, you're doing the comrades, and you practice your race day nutrition and training, you worked all travel plans in advance, and you set a reminder on your phone to eat, drink at particular times, you know exactly what you're going to wear, and on the day itself, something unexpected happened that just really messes up your plans. Maybe your travel is cancelled, or the start time is moved from the morning to the afternoon, or you can't find your drink, and how would you react? Has your focus been so narrow that any deviation from the plan causes panic, which always going to a negative effect? Do you have a broad base of experience to draw from and to find a solution? Obviously, that one I mentioned before, if your travel is cancelled, might be difficult. But do you have a solution? And if there isn't an ideal solution, do you have the mental flexibility and resilience to adapt? If you forgot your gel, if you forgot your power drink, if you forgot something else. Now, there are two ways to do this. You can plan it, practice it, or you can just go with the flow. And one way to preemptively deal with unexpected problems is to plan for every scenario you can imagine. You might remember this, that Michael Phelps, one day he went up to this, oh no, he's a swimmer, he's not a runner, but the example is good. He walks up to the swimming pool and the coach steps on his glasses and he had to train for 2 hours without his goggles. Wow. So until the unimaginable happens and you don't have a prepared answer, what happens then? This is where you have some experience which can come in handy. You might not have experience that same situation, but something similar to it. You might be able to use what experience you have rather than reflecting negative by dwelling in the past to come up with an answer. And your experience will remind you that there's more than one way of doing something, and which will help you keep calmer and deliver your best performance. So plan A is not working. Don't panic. Plan B might just work as well. So do new things. How to broaden this experience? It's simple. Getting out of your comfort zone and do new things. That's why so often on the show I talk about running new routes. I talk about if you've never run a trail marathon before, sign up for one. If usually you run the same old route, try a different route. Don't find those exclusives which are keeping you away from it. If you usually run slow, speed up. Run less, but speed up. If you usually go long, go short. If you usually run on road, get off road. There's so many possibilities. And yes, you have a preferred run and you shouldn't completely ditch everything. But you should try. You should mix and match. Now, I really enjoy running a marathon, but ever so often I like to match it up a little bit with some swim and run sessions. So I have to train differently. So, of course, my marathon personal best time suffers under it. But what it does is it gives me the resilience and the ability to face a setback or a crisis. Because I have confidence and courage, and it's the ability to quickly bounce back from any trial or tragedy. It's the quality that keeps you from giving up, even when you're in trouble. You know, it's the ability to stick with something through that difficult valley. You know, people who are resilient, runners who are resilient, they're also perseverant, and perseverance is the continued and steadfast effort towards your running goal, despite the setbacks. Resilience is what makes you pick yourself back up, and perseverance is what keeps you moving. Whether your goal is to start coming back to a 5K run, or you want to run your first sub-3-hour marathon, a great goal, by the way, you need those quality of resilience and perseverance to achieve that goal, isn't it? You know that. That resilience is going to help you establish that routine that you're running when you should be running. And each time you get out there and you run each mile without stopping, it builds it more and more. And that perseverance as well. And that'll push you forward in the future. So you practice resilience every time you silence that negative voice in your head, that you're not good enough, that you're running too slow, that yes, you did show up, but you didn't do it to the T. So every time you cancel out that negative voice, there's those trials and setbacks that don't stop, even with years of running. And all the years of running I've been doing, there are setbacks. There are days where I know I'm just not going to hit the goal. I'm not going to hit the pace. But it's got nothing to do with talent. It's got to do with resilience, to keep showing up, resilience and perseverance. And it's easy to talk about. It's easy for me to sit here comfortably and talk about resilience, not quitting and keep on pushing. But it's something that you must acquire through practice, through not quitting when you want to, when nobody's looking. And even if you do quit during a particular rough workout, perseverance is built when you don't let one bad run derail you from your goals. And there's one little poem from called Invictus that I often repeat as a mantra when I really feel like external factors, fatigue or my own weaknesses are going to get the best of me during a run. And it's called, I am the master of my fate. And trust me, I repeat it over and over again, because to me, it means exactly what resilience and perseverance looks like. No matter what the circumstance, I'm the one ultimately in charge of my outcome. I'm the master of my fate. As with many things, what is true for running is true for life. Resilience and perseverance are qualities that running teaches you, and you get better at all the time, and you're going to use it in other areas of your life. I want to finish off with a with a strong verse from the Bible. They're all strong, but this one specifically, Joshua 1 verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Great verse. Thank you for joining me on today's show. My name is Heiko. God bless you. And remember, take it easy.